I'm going to let Esther lead us in prayer to open.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Diana began with, enter the gates. Father God, thank you that we enter your gates with praise and with thanksgiving. A season that we desire to be led by the Spirit and the Spirit alone, so that we could be in one step with you. You fill our hearts with so much joy, with so much love for you. Just desire to stay in your presence forever. Not focusing on the things of this world. Praise God. Help us to commune with you every day. Every day. Every day of our lives, we come to you. And we lift our cups up to you. And we say, fill us. Fill us with the Spirit of the living God. Fill us, Father God, till we overflow and speak the name of Jesus. Fill our hearts that we may declare your word and proclaim it to the mountaintops, that others may hear and be drawn to the beauty of your holiness. Father, thank you that the kingdom of God is present with us now. Thank you, Father, that as we sit at the feet of Jesus, you bring forth your word, and that your word will be written on the tablets of our hearts. We desire more and more of you. We just want you and you alone. Father God, thank you for the power of the name of Jesus. Thank you for the work that he has accomplished on the cross. And we declared those within this group and without the group be healed by the name of Jesus. We declared your peace over our minds. Father God, hallelujah. We declare that those who don't know you will know you. Thank you, Father, that the glory fills all the earth. Magnify your name. Magnify your name. Magnify your name. How precious thou art. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And I think this message that the Lord wants us to hear in this hour should be called, are you being led by the Spirit of God? Are you being led by the Spirit of God? Father, I do. I ask, as my sister and as this song so spoke to our hearts, ask your Holy Spirit to be here right now in our midst. That only your Spirit will speak through these lips right now. Whatever you want to minister to us, Lord. Open our ears, Lord, to hear what you're saying. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. I had a conversation with a brother in the Lord this past week, and the Spirit of God was definitely leading that conversation. The Holy Spirit began to minister some things during that call, and he has not let up since that call. Let me go back just a little to the post, because he brought this very strongly, the things that we have been shown. Go back just a second here to the post titled The Real Network. And this will lay the groundwork, you know. And that was previously, that was given by the Lord the first part of 2018, although he had given it in several pieces. And then all at once, he downloaded it and gave it together at that time. And I say this to emphasize that I wrote of what I was shown, of things I did not understand at the time. That isn't that what, you know, praying in the spirit, thank you, Lord, that you give us utterance to speak the things we know not in interpretation, right? But I wrote of things that I was shown, I did not understand at the time, but he showed me two networks. One, the name was together, network, the other separate name, network. And one was the real network of God. And I know you all remember this, but remember, I'm just going to picture this. That deep sea fishing net with the knotted corners connecting what God referred to as pods all around the earth. And remember when the net fully encircled the earth, I just saw it going all slowly. And he showed a lot of it in slow motion all around the earth. When it got around and was all connected, it was then activated, okay? And the activation started at a particular point, but I saw a mixture of light, electrical-looking current mixed with blood begin to flow from that point outward. And as each pod, as it came to each pod, it was activated. And there was like an explosion of light. Like I said, I saw it in slow motion so the Lord could show me what was happening. But in subsequent visions, it's like it happens very fast, almost instantaneously. But that's it in slow motion. Think of flipping on a light switch, those that are familiar with electricity. And I don't know that much about that. I just know that's how it is activated. That's the real network of God. We're inhabited by him. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. And at some point, activation goes full steam. The frequency of God turned up full blast, if you will. That's the way I just see it, like. But let's look at the other side for a minute. The Lord showed we need to understand the other network, the one the devil's been working on feverishly to complete. Now, let's look at that for a minute before continuing. The devil wants to inhabit his people. Wow. And I remember so clearly being shown his network. Work being built. It looked similar to the fishnet. At first, I thought, what was this? But I quickly recognized it to be a huge spider's web. It was like dark. It was different. The Holy Spirit showed the devil was building it in the bodies of humans. He said it would be constructed using a metallic mesh substance. I didn't know what all that meant at the time. He gave me a vision of these little black particles coming together like magnets inside the body to form that network of the devil. And I got to say, about a year ago, I was watching, I don't remember who, I don't remember what video, it was a doctor or scientist. They were showing video and slides, and they showed like a rapid of what was happening with the vaccine, and they showed these black little particles, graphene oxide, they said, particles coming together and building a web structure. I cried when I saw that the first time, about a year ago, I don't remember exactly, but it was a time back. I cry because it was an exact picture of what the Holy Spirit had shown back in 2018. You can go back to that article and you can read all that. I went back and read it. It's like, oh my Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit shows us in advance things that are coming. Just what Jesus said the Holy Spirit would do. But the Word of God tells us in Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3. And you has he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Look at what we're told here. This verse confirms we used to be, you and I used to be among the walking dead. Boy, I know I was. We used to be among the walking dead, and we walked according to the prince of the power of the air. We were tuned to the devil's frequencies. And that's what he has to work with. And it's this same spirit of the prince of the power of the air that's even now at work in the sons of the devil. Sons of disobedience, they're called. The walking dead. They have no life in them right now. The walking dead among us. And we say, ah, but God, thank you, Lord God Almighty. Because we see in the next verses that while we were dead, he made us alive together with Christ and raised us up together and made us sit together in Christ Jesus. And we know it's the moment we're born again and receive the Holy Spirit that we're made alive in Christ. It's the Holy Spirit that imparts life to you and me. As it says in 2 Corinthians, that's chapter 3 and verse 6. For the letter, the physical, all that, kills, but the Spirit gives life. We could go, and I encourage, I know that, just look up all the things about the Spirit of God imparting, you know, that breath, that just the breath of life. Everything has to do with life. God in us. Now let's come forward to what, you know, on this call, those of you on this call, I think everybody knows. The AI networking system of the devil, you know, what they're calling, I keep hearing the Internet of Things. This is the devil's network, soon to be fully inhabited, activated by Satan. Wow. Because what did we just talk about? What the Lord showed about his real network. There's a time coming, it's going to be turned on, activated like we've never seen before. Andrew, even last week, talked that really says a lot, because that double, triple, you know, confirmation that it's inhabited by Abaddon. The enemy's beginning to generate all kinds of things with this system. Writing papers, students, they can put topics and specifics in a request and have this AI system write their papers. Pastors can generate sermons. Put the topic, put some of the, and I mean, just the way I understand it, within seconds. I don't know. I know every time I pull up something, one of the search engines, in particular, it has this opening thing to ask what do you want to ask me? I quickly get out of that, man. But yeah, pastors. Who knows who all's using that already? I don't know. But a lot of them are going to be. The Bible being rewritten, translated by this dead AI, this dead artificial intelligence system. What the Holy Spirit has really been speaking to me the last few days, if a pastor or a teacher or a saint is speaking, publishing, praying, whatever, a word from God, as they would call it, would you recognize it to be alive? Would you and I recognize this to be alive, you know, spoken and written by the Holy Spirit, whether they're speaking or writing or you're listening? Is it alive? Do you have the spiritual discernment needed? Do I? To recognize this, we better have it. Because there's two networks, one inhabited by God via the Holy Spirit in you, in me, his people. The other inhabited by the devil, one dead, the other alive. One that can only produce death. It has no life in it. The other alive. Wow. Jesus said in John 12:49, he says, I have not spoken on my own authority, for the Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and what to speak. What is it? Jesus said he didn't say anything unless he heard it spoken by the Father. He didn't do anything unless he saw his Father do it. Is that us? Romans 8:14. I remember back when I was first born into the kingdom of God. I remember this is one of the very first scriptures that I memorized. I had it in my heart. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. If you're not led by the Spirit of God, you're not one of his sons. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you being led by the Spirit of God? Am I? I had to say this, and I'm gonna confess some things here. How about when you or I are talking or praying, ministering to someone? I do that all the time. What do you do too? I mean, how about your own family, right? Am I speaking from my head knowledge? Am I speaking from my soulish realm or by the Spirit of God? Because I don't know about you, but I've got a lot of head knowledge about the Bible. I mean, I can quote scriptures all day long. We all can, I think, on this call, right? And I bet there's a lot of, not bet, I know. There's a lot of people, when I go on, like maybe I'm on a call and talking to someone, and maybe they're asking some questions or you know, something, whatever. And I go on autopilot and I start pulling this stuff from my brain, right? From quoting scripture, just rapid fire. And most wouldn't even know that it wasn't being led by the Spirit. I can say that. Most would not know. I do know Some want, when they ask a question, one. I mean, I know there's others, but this one kicks my behind all the time because he recognizes when I start going out of my head, autopilot. Slow down, stop. Wait for the Spirit, right? Oh my, this is huge. Ooh. The devil, he can outdo every one of us. He can quote it verbatim, the whole Bible. This is that AI system. No life in it. It's, to him, it's just words. And he uses them, you know, to lay traps, and he tries to use them with the wrong intent, right? Like he did with Jesus during that 40-day of fasting and such, the temptation when he came. He quoted scripture, but Jesus knew it was being taken out of context, used in the wrong place. Empty. The devil's verbatim autopilot stuff, AI, empty of the Holy Spirit, cannot minister life to the hearer. Empty and artificial intelligence. And the Bible has a lot to say about all this knowledge that you and I have. If alone, knowledge alone puffs up, it causes pride. 1 Corinthians 8:1 says, we know, we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, it says, but love edifies. Knowledge puffs up in pride, but love edifies. Totally different. And it's, and we're to have all this knowledge. We're to have this knowledge. You know, the Israelites were told memorize and let this, you know, the commandments, let all these things be as frontless between your eyes. You know, talk about it, rehearse it, meditate. That's all good. And then the Holy Spirit, when one is led by the Holy Spirit, it takes and reminds you of that word. It will remind you when you're talking to that individual, which scripture to use, not something that you just comes to your mind, but pause a little bit. Like the Holy Spirit is always telling me, shh, slow down, everything a little slower. Some of you are really good at that. He has really had to work with me on that. So I don't speak from my own mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Without the Spirit of God, there's no love. There's no life in whatever you're reading, whatever you're listening to. If it was not done, and I'm sure all of us, maybe it doesn't mean like, say, the words are necessarily wrong. It's just not been inspired and breathed by God. You know, the Spirit of God is what gives you and I all the giftings, the anointings. It gives us the spiritual discernment to know if a brother or sister is of the Lord or not. Boy, the devil has had the advantage in that. He quickly recognizes who's who. Of course, he, you know, sees into the spirit realm. You know, we're kind of coming from behind. I have to just raise my hand right here. I have not always used good spiritual discernment. I've not waited and really weighed something here or there out before the Lord to ask him before jumping in or running towards that or the other. So we must have the spiritual discernment to know, to recognize the Spirit of God in these things ahead. This will be life and death. Life and death. So let's be careful. I'm going to leave this with all of us. The Lord wants us to really consider these things, to be very careful going on autopilot from our own strength, for your own mind, what's been laid up, because unless it's God breathed, and unless you're allowing the Holy Spirit to speak it, to show it, to discern it, we could be in a lot of trouble and lead someone and not minister life to them. So that's speaking, doing from your head, your mind, your strength, you know, and I was so convicted by this. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So, Father in heaven, we praise you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for this time, for this word that you are alerting us to the days that we're in now, but it's going to be activated and it's going to be two networks, two kingdoms, no middle ground. Help us, Lord, to know how desperate we are for you. I'm desperate for you, Lord. We need the helper, the Holy Spirit. We need all the gifts that Jesus died to give us, to impart to us, Lord. May we do everything slower. May we speak slower. May we act slower, not running out ahead of you, Lord, or not lagging behind, but just walking in lockstep with our God. That we can really, truly yield these vessels unto you, to be used as instruments of your righteousness in the days ahead, Lord. Because when you begin to remove the veil from those that are now walking, still connected to that spirit that's in the world now, walking according to the prince of the power of the air, that's still working in the sons of disobedience. When you begin to touch and shake the ground, and some begin to cry out for you, they're going to see, they're going to recognize your sons and daughters, because the light is coming. It's emanating from them. They're going to hear words of life. They're going to be drawn towards you, your son, living, walking, talking in the midst of them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.